Piper Parrish inhales air and exhales art. The sooner she and her best friends can get out of Houston and get to New York City, the better. Art school has been Piper's dream her entire life, and now that senior year is halfway over, she's never been more ready. This is the story told in the new novel Piper Parrish by Kayla Kagan. It is out from Chronicle Books. Kayla Kagan is a writer and playwright, and she joins us this morning to tell us about Piper Parrish and other stuff. And we welcome Kayla to the roundtable this morning. Kayla, thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, good morning, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Very nice to have you on this program. Thank you. What brought you to tell this particular story?
Well, I am a sucker for a good coming-of-age story, and I really have always written young characters who are kind of running after their goals and their dreams and chasing the big want in their lives. And I had been a playwright for a long time and writing about these ambitious young characters, and suddenly I started to transition into novel writing and figuring I wasn't quite sure what I was going to start writing, and it turns out I was writing more of the same thing. I wanted to write about young artists kind of wanting to explore the world and get better at what they do and go for it. So Piper kind of came to me as I was working, and I wanted to tell her story. I was like, let's do this. Let's find out what this young adult really needs to do with their life.
And this is a kid who lives in Texas, and like a lot of kids, is waiting to get out of Texas, not just Texas, wherever home is, go to New York and to be in that art world which she has dreamed about.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Piper's, I tried to give her a pretty balanced point of view that she doesn't hate Texas. She has her family there, and she has her best friends there. But she really wants to strive, and for her, the ultimate goal is to get to this art conservatory that she knows about in New York City, kind of a new school type of school or a Juilliard type of school, but for artists. And she is desperate to get there, and it's this feeling of, I'm fine where I am, but it's not the place I'm supposed to be. And I think whether you're in Texas or maybe even if you're in New York and you want to go somewhere else, if you don't feel like you are the place you should be, you will always feel homesick for somewhere else. And in her case, it's New York City, a place she's never been, but she's read a lot about she very much is invested in the life and career of Andy Warhol, and she kind of hopes that she's going to be as big and as influential as him. And because his story happens so much in New York City, in my way of thinking, I'm like, well, that's part of the reason she wants to go there, is she wants to follow what her idol did. She is kind of triggered to want to get better at what she does, and the place she wants to do it happens to be New York City. So she wants to kind of kiss Texas goodbye a little bit for a while and make her own way and make her own mark.
I loved reading about this character because it is rare, but it was beautiful to read about an artistic kid, a kid who is very interested in the arts and wants to be a part of that world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, you know, no matter what you're passionate about, whether it's math or sports or art, I think there's something that we often forget, is that kids can be extremely passionate about what they love. And if we can give them the tools and help them and encourage them to focus towards that passion, they will be great at what they do. If you have a kid who loves anatomy and biology and you know they're going to end up being a doctor, to nurture that is the best thing we can do. And the book is written actually as a journal, so we get her point of view very closely. It's first person, kind of past tense almost, because she's always writing about the big events that have just happened to her in her life. And we really get to hear the artist's voice come through. One of the things I really love reading myself are the memoirs and biographies of artists and writers. And sometimes we hear about their very young formative years, and then we skip to their great artistic periods. But we forget that, like, Picasso was a teenager once. And, you know, Monet was a teenager, and Frida Kahlo was a teenager. And I love the idea of, like, what were they like, and what would it be like now to maybe actually be an extremely gifted and talented artist and have to be a teenager in today's society? You know, there's a lot of challenges. So I really just wanted to help her pursue that and go become become the person she's supposed to be.
There is also this pursuit, of course, there's the pursuit of the career and what she wants to be and leaving this place. But there's also life and relationships and other people. And you have to balance all of that as well. And that can just be a big old mishmash of trying to figure that out, of which is most important. And finding people that you trust to help guide you in that.
Absolutely. Piper, even though she has this dream set out in front of her, she's a million obstacles and complications that we kind of throw in her way. As much as I want her to succeed, I also really want to see her have to jump through some hoops to get what she wants. And she has a loving family, and she's lucky that way. But she also has a sister that, when you say complicated, who is also extremely complicated. And Piper may be a little myopic. She's a teenager. She's an artist. She's very focused. But her sister actually has issues helping her get proper diagnosis and healing with. And because of that, it changes the way the family has to kind of orbit around each daughter at different times. And Piper, it's one of the biggest things that kind of motivates and changes and almost directs and redirects her experiences. Because Piper revolves around this sister who makes her life kind of a hell. And with that, she has her two best friends, one who is a boy she's been in love with since middle school, and they actually have been dating, and they break up early on in the book in a pretty significant way. And her other best friend, who's an extremely talented artist, and the three of them have made this decision to go to New York City together, and they're going to go to school together. And then she finds out that these two close friends, Kit and Enzo, are not on the same track as her and have made other plans. And what that does to think, oh my gosh, my support team is not going to be there, and my team players who I love and adore and my best friends aren't going to be with me like we planned, and the falling out that happens between the friendships. And then on top of that, Piper and her family don't have a lot of money, and to go from Texas and the Texas economy to the New York economy is a really big thing for her to try and figure out how to do.
Yeah.
So money becomes a really big defining factor in this story and how it can change people's lives and also keep them stuck in certain ways.
And also, I mean, let's face it, anything in the arts or performance or whatever the case may be is a crapshoot of how well you're going to do. But here is kid, but we should note that Piper has talent, right? There's raw talent there.
Absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is, I in the very first draft, I thought, what if she's actually really bad at what she does? Like, what if we think this whole time she's a great artist, and then we find out she absolutely stinks?
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't want to give her that, and I really thought, well, if I was a reader, I'd be really let down by that. So why would I want to do that to a reader? But there's several times her parents are extremely encouraging of her. However, they often admit, I don't understand exactly what you're doing. I don't know why you're doing this, but we know you like it. And the other part of that is also, we're scared you're not going to be able to support yourself. And do you know what student loans are like? You have no idea what student loans are like. And do you know that if you go to be an artist and you're living on student loans, you will be paying these back the rest of your life if you can even afford to pay them back? And so her parents, who are very practical Houstonians with two very good jobs, are saying to her, look, we have jobs and it's hard. You have no idea, and we're scared for you, because they're protective and they're her parents. And whether Piper makes it or not, I'm writing the sequel right now, and Piper gets to achieve some of what she wants, and she learns a lot, and some of what her parents say it comes true, and some of it isn't. But it's one of those things where, like, you hope that the people who love what they do, whether it's, again, I go to sports or art or whatever they're pursuing, you want them to be the best they can be at it. It doesn't always mean it's great, you know. So luckily, Piper does have a substantial talent in her and is willing to work for it and make it better. And she's not lazy when it comes to art. She's a kind of a procrastinator in other ways, and that can work against her sometimes. But she's pretty specific and focused when she's working on our pieces.
When it comes to the art in the book, were you responsible for that as well?
Partially. What I was doing when I was writing the draft of it, I was writing in parentheses, like, a sketch will go here, or a scribble would be great here. And when I wrote the book, I didn't have a publisher yet. So I didn't even know. I was hoping that a publisher would go, we're going to commit enough to get an artist in here to do this for you. And I had talked when the book was out and going to auction, a couple of the different editors asked me, oh, so are you an illustrator as well? And I was like, absolutely not. You don't want to see me draw. I can't. And I really hope that the art that I have suggested in the book could somehow be there. And there was only one piece really in particular that I absolutely wanted in there. And even if they did nothing else, I really wanted this one piece.
Mm-hmm.
But many of them said yes. And then I got a call from Chronicle Books, which is known for their beautiful artwork and their beautiful illustrations and journals and notebooks that they do. And when we started talking, it was kind of a no-brainer for me. They were going to hire an artist or use somebody in-house, and they hired a terrific artist named Maria Inez Gull, who draws for Rookie magazine, and her illustrations are all over the internet. They hired her to do the artwork because we really wanted it to be, since it was Piper's journal and diary, to kind of feel looser, not like her sketchbook and not the work she's showing to the world, but her scribbles, her quick sketches and drawings, her scratch-outs, ink splots. So it's really kind of fun and messy, and you feel like she's taking this notebook with her everywhere.
Well, the book is really fun and fascinating and a great read. It is called Piper Parish. It is published by Chronicle Books. Kayla Kagan, congratulations on the new book, and we look forward to the sequel as well, and hopefully you'll come back and talk to us about that when the time comes.
I would absolutely love it. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much, and thanks for having me on to talk about Piper.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the novel, Piper Parish. It is published by Chronicle Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.